publisher would not, even though this has been argued, it would not walk into him and say, this is the way you should write a story. The Jewish issue. There is no doubt that number of major publications and networks in the United States have been owned by families or owners who are Jewish. That same principle, however, applies. The Sulzbergers have owned the New York Times. William Paley owned CBS. Leonard Goldenson was the primary figure at ABC. Robert Sarnoff at NBC. Eugene Myers at the Washington Post. All these are Jewish families. Nevertheless, I think it would be very difficult to demonstrate that as owners, they laid down editorial directions to their editorial staffs. More accurately, I think the editorial staffs, through their own evaluation and analysis, have been, if you will, tilted towards Israel in terms of their belief in Israel as an ally, as a democracy, as in the interest of the United States, and so on. But even where that's the case, the media here in their news columns have been making an effort to get more balance in coverage of the Middle East, between Israeli-oriented stories and Arab-oriented stories. I'm in the public relations business. I represent the Sultanate of Oman in public relations in this country. The difficulty I have is not running into pro-Israeli journalists or reporters. The difficulty I have is getting the correct information from my client to place in there. The Arab countries, and I've said this to them and I don't say it to you, have not done very well in dealing with the media in the United States. And as they're improving, and as they get more effective, I think they will see coverage that will be more balanced. The editorial pages are a different thing. The editorial pages and the commentary very often is, quote, pro-Israel. But even that's getting a little balance in there. So that I think it's too black and white a case, and the charges are widespread all over the world. Jewish interests run the media in the United States. There have certainly been very well-known, established Jewish ownership in the media in the United States, but that they manage it, run it, from the viewpoint or to the benefit, with that in mind, of Israel, I just question. Time is up.
Now, you know everything there is to know.
If you do, I wish you'd tell me, because...
Well, I don't think we could have gotten more information. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy, all of you enjoy your visit here. You hit Washington at the worst time of the year in terms of weather. I'm sorry to tell you, this territory has had traditionally had such bad weather that neither Virginia or Maryland wanted this land, so they gave it to the federal government as the capital of the U.S.
They hit it.